I'm Jack Howe, host of the new Barron's Streetwise podcast on business and investing. Each week we hear from company chiefs and analysts about profound changes facing investors. We've heard from Disney's Bob Iger about the future of movies and theme parks, CVS's Larry Merlo about stores providing more health services, and Ford's Jim Hackett about how the pandemic might change the car business. Subscribe to Barron's Streetwise on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your tech news briefing for Friday, May 8th. I'm Kateri Yoakum from The Wall Street Journal. Congratulations, you finished another week of working from home. Your reward? Our senior personal tech columnist Joanna Stern is back to share some solutions to your work from home tech troubles. Today, we've got some simple automation and how to take your to-do list digital. That's coming up after these headlines. It's well known that China requires social media and messaging companies to censor its citizens' messages. That includes the country's most popular app, WeChat. But researchers at the University of Toronto have now found that WeChat also closely monitors its international users' activity. They say WeChat analyzes messages sent over the platform and adds any taboo images and documents to its internal blacklist. The report found that human and automated sensors then use that blacklist to scrub Chinese messages faster and more effectively. The new findings come as international governments are investigating Chinese apps for censorship and privacy violations. Tencent Holdings, which is the operator of WeChat, did not respond to our request for comment. Facebook expects the pandemic to affect their business for months to come. A spokeswoman says the social media giant will not be opening many of its offices until at least July, and that employees will be allowed to work from home until the end of 2020. Facebook has already canceled events with more than 50 people through 2021. We're still in the midst of earnings season, and Uber is the latest to report. Uber's food delivery service Eats was a lone bright spot. We talked about that yesterday, but still reported a loss of nearly $3 billion for the last quarter. The news comes as Lyft reported losses earlier this week. Both rideshare companies have laid off thousands of workers in recent days as the pandemic takes an especially hard toll on the gig economy. And normally, the first quarter after the holidays is a slow time for video game sellers, but Nintendo says people stuck at home have reversed that trend, if only temporarily. In earnings released on Thursday, Nintendo reported that they'd sold more than 3 million Switches and over 13 million copies of the game Animal Crossing in the last quarter. Meaning, yes, it wasn't just you. There were a lot of people talking about their islands in the past couple of months. After the break, senior personal tech columnist Joanna Stern will be back with her tech tips of the week. That's coming up next.
When the world is at a standstill, facts can move us forward. Facts help us make decisions and bring us together even as we're apart. The Wall Street Journal has the facts in these uncertain times. Get the latest on the coronavirus outbreak with free coverage of the crisis and its impact on the economy, politics, culture, and daily life. Find the clarity you need with America's most trusted news source. Visit WSJ.com and stay informed.
8 weeks of working from home has brought our team fresh challenges, especially in the tech department. We know it's the same for you. You've been calling and emailing us all week to let us know about your work from home tech headaches. So our senior personal tech columnist Joanna Stern is back once again to share her best tech tips so you can implement them over the weekend. Joanna, thanks for coming back.
Good to be back.
You know what I was thinking about today? Since you come on every Friday, I find myself typing the same things in our planning documents and scripts all the time. That feels like it would be ripe for some automation. You got any ideas there?
You mean by adding extra wonderful, great adjectives before you mention my name?
Oh, maybe. The beautiful, amazing, wonderful, smart.
Yes.
Joanna Stern.
Yes. So you can automate that. You can get together 15 different adjectives and type 2-3 letters, a kind of a secret code, and it would expand that out. And you wouldn't have to keep retyping those every time that you want to put them in the script.
Perfect. How do I do it?
On a Mac, you can do that with a built-in tool. You go to System Preferences, Keyboard, Text, and you can go in there and type in the long string of words or sentences that you want to expand. on my computer, I have set up my address, my home address, my phone number, things that I feel like I'm constantly retyping. On a Windows computer, you can do the same, but you need to download some special apps for that. You can try one called Phrase Express and Text Expander. And you can actually also do this on your iPhone and Android phone. You can find those directions at the website.
So the other thing that keeps happening to me is that while I'm in the middle of a meeting or recording something with you, my computer keeps asking me to update my software. Is there a way for me to set that up so that just happens overnight?
Yeah, I mean, the worst is when it doesn't remind you and it just starts doing it. And so that is usually because you've told it, please postpone it for a specific amount of time or to a specific date, and you're not ready to update at that time. On Windows, you have a lot more control. So on Windows 10, if you go to Settings, Update and Security, and Windows Update, you can go in there and have some more precise control of when those updates happen. On a Mac, you have less control, but on a Mac, what happens is if you get that notification, it says, do you want to update now or do you want to schedule it for some time in the future? I find those very annoying because I don't usually want to keep scheduling for some time in the future. I just don't want to do them, but it is important to do this. The security updates that come with these can be really important. Same with other apps that you may use. You get very important privacy and security updates with this.
I have also been finding, I feel like this is more like me asking you questions that I'm interested in, so apologies for that, but I've also been finding it really hard to keep track of stuff at work. I have, you know, lists that I make, and I have my whole desk set up, and I have like, you know, little reminders everywhere. Is there another better way for me? I've tried different list apps before, but is there a better way for me to try to keep track of my lists electronically somehow?
Yeah, this was something I've been thinking about since I started working from home, because when I was at the office and I was working on multiple devices all the time, I was using a great to-do list app called TickTick, and it worked really well on my iPhone, works well on my iPad, works well on my computer. But now that I'm only working really on my laptop and I'm sitting a lot at my desk, and sometimes I'm really just not really adding to-dos that often when I'm doing something else on a smartphone, I came back to the old great thing called a paper notebook. And I love writing down a to-do list every day because it just sits right here and I don't need to take the notebook back and forth from the office. So it works really well. But sometimes I want to digitize those notes or digitize that to-do list because I do want to have it digitally. So what I bought was this awesome reusable notebook. It's called the Rocketbook. And I actually, Kateri, you should buy one of these.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm like, everyone, they're not a sponsor of this podcast, but it's a reusable notebook. So you can actually, it comes with a pen and a microfiber cloth so you can wash off the pages. But when you write on it, it actually feels like and looks like regular pen, not like, you know, sometimes when you write on something plasticky, it doesn't feel like a real pen. So you're probably wondering why I'm telling you all about just a regular notebook, but it actually has a tech trick in it that when you use the Rocketbook app, you can program it so when you take photos of your notebook to save them digitally, it automatically uploads the page to a cloud service of your choice. So mine goes to Google Drive and it emails the note to myself. And it makes those searchable. So it makes the text searchable. So if you type in, you know, if you wrote on the top of your to-do list, podcast notes, and you search podcast in one of those apps, it would come up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's just like also a great notebook and you don't waste paper. And so you can always, and also I love to clean, so I can just clean my notebook.
Well, you and I are very different there. Great tips, though. Appreciate that. We have heard some good ones from our audience lately, and our hotline is still open for a little while longer. If people still want to reach out to us, how can they do that?
They can email joanna.stern@wsj.com, or they can call our work from home hotline. It is still open. I would love to get in some extra tips because I'm working on an ebook that collects all of these tips. We're doing 50 tips from me and then some tips from our readers and our listeners, and they're great, but we could use a couple of more. So please call in or email that phone number, 314-635-0388.
Awesome. All right, our senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern, thanks so much for being back with us.
Don't worry, we're only like 20 tips away from this all being over.
Okay, don't forget, if you like this podcast, you can rate and review us in your app store. If you want more news about Wall Street Journal podcasts, you can follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts. Our tech news briefing is produced by the fill in the blank, amazing Amanda Llewellyn. I'm Kateri Yoakum from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening and stay safe out there.